What's Finn short for?
It's Finnegan.
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 Yeah.
That's a weird first name.
It's Irish, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad's Irish.
He's Irish Irish.
His parents are Irish.
Ah, there we go.
His parents were like from Galway.
Oh, okay. All right.
Galway.
Finnegan. I don't think I know anyone whose first name's Finnegan.
No, it's not a common Irish first name. It's like a second name.
Yeah, it's
a common Irish second name.
My brother's name is Keegan.
Talk close into the mic.
Which is a...
Oh, yeah, hold that close.
Keegan's a surname in Ireland, isn't it?
It's not as common, but yeah, I guess it is.
My brother's name is Keegan.
You've all got weird first names. Hamish.
Keegan. Oh, Hamish is like a very Scottish first name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. George is the most common fucking first name there is.
St. George,
apart from Muhammad's.
Ah, here we go.
Yeah.
Right, now David's got to be more...
No, it's more George's than David.
Oh, they got rid of a lot of David's back in
the What was that? Is that a historical joke?
It's because of the Jews, right?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go again.
Lord. Well, no, I didn't fucking bring it up.
It always comes back.
Starting in the deep end.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. Everyone says that Muhammad's the most common name, but I don't
know. It's because they all get called Muhammad's. But they don't go by their first name, they go by their second name.
Yeah.
So their second name, their first name's like their second name, so they're all called Muhammad, Ishbalor, Mahakazibalor.
That's all backwards if you ask me.
Yeah, I know.
Should we start again?
What?
should we start again?
I don't know. I don't know any Mo's. I know Mo Magaleo.
Yeah, or Maniqua.
Maniqua, that's a good joke.
You know what it's short for? Maniqua.
Do you know any Muhammad's?
I don't think I do, actually.
You probably killed a few in the army, didn't you?
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
Get him out of here. So, yeah, you were in the military, were you?
I was, yeah.
Can you talk about it, or is it classified information?
No, actually, I can talk about it. I didn't do anything like, crazy. No.
Did you go overseas?
Only for training. Okay. I joined in 2019, which was like the last fighting that happened in Afghan was like 2016.
I was just
in a
Did you join time. Thinking you're gonna get to shoot some Arabs?
Yeah.
It actually ended 3 years ago, and you're like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
You was training Ukrainians though, right?
I was training Ukrainians for like 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, that was good. That was probably the best thing, most rewarding thing I did in the army.
Where were you training them in Ukraine?
No, they would come over here.
Right.
And then we'd train them for 6 weeks and then they'd go back out.
Okay.
But they were like all conscripts, like they were all like picked up off the street.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Butchers and bakers and candlestick makers kind of thing, yeah?
And they got significantly worse as the intakes went on.
Right.
The first group was like, they were pretty keen, they were up for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the last intake we had was all like 65-year-old men.
Oh no.
They stank and they just like upset.
It's
all the
biological
time.
Warfare.
And they got Finnegan fucking screaming demands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what did you just hold that a little bit closer to your mouth? So what were you training them with? Like holding weapons and stuff?
Yeah, so we did everything from like weapons ranges to like trench warfare to like staying out in the field and stuff like that.
Yeah. Nice.
But we had fun with it.
Do you keep in touch with them?
Yeah, I've got a few
responded in a while, but
a lot of them have left me on red, but a few of them I still speak to.
Oh man, you know this guy? He's this big comedian from Romania. Dragos, have I told you about this?
Oh yeah, I've heard of Dragos.
He does all this crowd work stuff, but he's got a massive following in Eastern Europe, and he get messages from like Ukrainian soldiers being like, your stand-up clips help us laugh in the trenches or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah.
They love crowd work in the
they
trenches.
They love work in the trenches, yeah. Yeah, but So you're training these fucking Ukrainians. And so you left the army recently, did you?
Yeah, about last month.
Why did you leave the army? You call him a coward. Why did you leave the army?
It just gets a bit repetitive after a while.
Right.
When you're in a peacetime army and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And also the way warfare's going, like, they've got drones and shit now.
Right.
Wow.
So you're getting replaced by AI.
You're losing your job.
Yeah.
Fucked up. Yeah.
Can't you control the drone?
Yeah, but that wasn't my job role was like infantry. So
yeah, I didn't
like,
sign up for this.
Soldier. I didn't
so
sign
did
up
you,
for this nerdy
foot
stuff.
Foot soldier, you fucking creep.
Yeah. I love him. I love feet.
Yeah. But, so yeah, like, so what made you want to join the military in the first place?
I just didn't know what I wanted to do when I was,
that's
like,
generally how it happens.
18.
Yeah. I go shoot some people.
That's what I get.
Yeah.
Did you get tricked by the advert?
No, not at all. I like sport and stuff. And I was like, I was like, I could go uni.
I was like, football and killing Arabs. That's the two sports.
I was like, I just wanted to. I was like, I'll just join the army. I don't know what I want to do, so I might as well.
I remember I worked at this like I had to film this event, this like video game expo.
Yeah,
you know, like the EB game. Well, it's not here.
Yeah,
it's similar kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they had like the Call of Duty stand, and next to the Call of Duty stand, they just had an actual like Australian war tank, and they were just recruiting these kids who love Call of Duty.
Wow.
You like the real thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just, not fair.
They're, they're tricking autistic kids into
exactly.
into joining the
military. Look at the graphics on this.
Dude, I read this thing online. I presume it's true. Everything online is true. But there's this scam that Russia's running, right? Where they advertise online, and there's like fellas from Africa.
Like, I've seen that. Yeah, yeah. It's awful.
Like these black fellas, obviously they're black, but these fellas from Africa, and they're like, oh, you can come to Russia and get a job or whatever. And they go, oh, off to Russia, right? Yeah. They get to Russia and they take their passports and everything. Mm. And they're like, oh, yeah, the job is you're going to fight in Ukraine.
Wow. And
they're
that's
like,
awful.
They're like, oh, no, I don't know. No. And they're like, well, what are you going to do? We got your passport. Wow. What are you going to do? Go home? And then they just send them off to fucking they train them for a few
weeks. Then you're in Ukraine without a passport. So you already get to go to a new country anyway. So
wow.
Maybe you can just get a job in Ukraine.
Get a job in Ukraine.
Just start fighting for Ukraine. Just turn the gun on the Russians.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a
lucky, lucky man in a trench.
Yeah. That must be a lucky, lucky man. Yeah, he's selling sunglasses in the trench. For your good deal. For your good deal.
That must be a confusing moment for the Ukrainian guys when you're like 5 years into the war. And a bunch of just African dudes are fucking running at you.
Well, that's when you know
you're like, the world's gone and changed.
How far have we gone?
How far have we gone?
Well, that's when you know Russia's scraping the fucking barrel. They're sending in black people.
Whoa.
Well, I didn't mean it like
Let's
that.
Let's not call like, Africans the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah. No, I shouldn't.
I seen a horrible video. There was like an African soldier and these Russians had, it's not even funny at all, but they strapped like an anti-vehicle mine to him.
Yeah.
And they were like, you're going to run towards the trench.
Ooh.
Like this poor guy had just been sent as like a suicide bomber, basically.
Wow.
And there's loads of reports in it. It's not
funny at
no,
all.
It's hilarious.
It's actually fucked up.
Did he die?
I assume so.
Yeah. Well,
blew his wheels right off.
Yeah. But no, but sure, look, like these things happen, but because I'm in the
things happen.
You know. But I'm in the combat footage subreddit.
Right.
I've never contributed anything because I haven't, you know what I mean? But, I mean, some of this shit, like, from Ukraine, I've probably seen some of your buddies getting their fucking tits blown off. But, you go on there, man, there's fucking a lot of suicides.
Yeah.
But they only show, like, Russian
soldiers.
Yeah,
it's very one-sided.
It's very one-sided. I'm sure Russia doesn't release all the fucking drone footage of Ukrainians getting fucking whatever. But, yeah, there's a lot of, so I didn't know, like, sometimes the drone goes off near them. And you're like, oh, they seem like they're all right. And they like walk away, but then slowly they start to just like...
Yeah.
So I don't know if it makes like mush of your insides or whatever.
It was an explosion, right?
Yeah, but they're like, the drone like lands maybe like 10 feet away from them and they're like... And they get up and they seem fine for a few meters and then they just go...
Shockwave probably...
Yeah, even the shock would just fuck you up.
Mm. Yeah, like
into your internal organs. Yeah, it would just be like fucking...
I've had my internal organs fucked up a few times. Let me tell you.
You think you're right. You try to walk away and you're just falling apart. I gotta go to the bathroom. Right.
Yeah.
You fucking...
But
your intestines come out on the way.
Yeah, I've been there. We've all been there. But
no, just you.
So what's the plan now? You've left the military.
Yeah, I've done my personal training course.
Nice.
So I'm gonna get a PT job and just PT and comedy.
That's it, man. That's the sure. You're
I was thinking
off,
about
yeah.
doing that, but you gotta get up early.
For as a PT, yeah, I think so.
You can't do an afternoon one. You can't.
I think
find clients that just want to train in the afternoon.
Mm. I think you start off salaried, so then you work in the gym, and then you get clients, and then you pay rent.
I just don't want to be there early.
In the gym?
Yeah.
Well, what if you get there early and you can avoid all the riffraff?
Mm. Well,
there's a lot of riffraff in Hamish's gym.
Yeah.
My ex gym.
Mm.
Are you still going to the gym?
No, I don't go to the gym anymore. I can't go to the gym.
Why not?
Because I've tried to pay for it.
Your fucking skin's everywhere, you can't.
And my car got declined, so I owe him like £100. So that's why I'm avoiding that gym. I got to sign up to my new gym.
Okay.
I started running again.
Okay.
But my foot's fucked, so
chasing
I can't do
chasing after
it.
Women does not count, man.
Yeah, but I do catch them eventually, you know? When I catch them, I have them.
It's catch and release, though. It's like when...
Oh, I don't release them.
Is that illegal?
What?
You know what I mean? If you catch a fish and you can, like...
Only if it's, you throw it back in. Well, a lot of places, depends on the place. Some places you have to have a license.
For what? Yeah.
To fish at all.
No, I'm talking about like if you catch a woman.
Ah.
Oh,
but then
right,
release
right.
them immediately.
Okay, so you just give them a quick hug.
Yeah.
This is assault, isn't it? No,
yeah,
nuts.
It's still assault. Yeah.
It depends on how mad the individual is about it.
Yeah.
If you're like, look, I could be mean.
What about you just chase her for a bit, like a couple minutes, and then you get her and you go, you're it, and then you run away.
Right.
That's just a bit of fun, right?
Yeah. That's just a prank.
Yeah, it's a prank.
It's just a prank.
Yeah. There's these, you know, did you ever watch these like live streamers and they just kind of go around trying to get they're clip farming, like they want. They basically pay people to like watch their stream.
George's clip farming.
Clip farming? It's people in Africa clip farming, you know what I mean? FMG.
Yeah, they do it in Israel as well.
Do they?
Yeah, clip FGM.
Circumcision. FGM, female genital mutilation.
Yeah, I was going for the cutting off of the foreskin. Clip.
MGM.
What's MGM? The MGM Grand.
Mutilation. Yeah. MGM Grand. Yeah. So if you do it with a big cock.
But no, what was that about the clip farming? They pay people to watch the stream and then they go and do something outrageous, like they try and get like punched in the face or whatever.
Yeah.
They try to instigate, like that guy.
We do that for the podcast.
We do a little bit. Yeah. But like this guy Clavicular. Do you know this guy?
Oh, I've seen this guy.
Because you're probably what? Like Gen
Alpha? I'm Gen Z.
What age are you?
I'm 24.
Okay, alright, okay. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Hamish is 10 years older than you.
Yeah.
Big dog over there. Yeah.
I'm a whole big dog. One of Rob's boyfriends older than you.
No. You're older than yeah. Well, no, he was 23, so it's alright, you know?
Whoa.
Is it?
No? Fine. How old are you?
guess how old I am.
29?
I'll take it.
Well, you're George 31, 29. Right?
I'm 29.
So half your age plus 7.
I'm 32, so I'm dancing on the line of half your age plus 7.
I don't agree with that rule.
Do you know where it started, the half your age plus 7?
Where?
Some French fucker, right?
Uh-huh.
He wrote a book in the late 1800s called The Laws of Love, right?
Mm. Right.
Yeah. And the idea was basically that the general rule was that men, that's the ideal age for men, the women they should marry, for men to marry,
yeah. Right?
After age, okay.
So he came up with a formula. He's like,
he came up with a formula. He's like,
crime
this
stone.
Is the
what
perfect
a fucking
age.
Nerd.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Islam starts so like, get that out of here.
Yeah.
But so it's after age plus 7.
Yeah.
But then that kind of got diluted then in culture, and then people were like a general dating rule for.
I play by the English rule.
What's the English rule?
If there's grass on the pitch, play ball.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Okay,
George.
How young would you go?
Oh, here we
go. At 24.
At 24 years old, yeah. You can go, plus 7, so you could go... You can go
19.
You can go 19?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a missus, but if I was single, I would.
Yeah, how old's your missus?
I'd probably boink an 18-year-old and just keep on the DL.
Really?
Yeah. I wouldn't go lower than 20, I'd say, no.
No?
Because once teen is at the end, it gets weird.
Yeah, but you
know?
Want to, though.
Everyone wants to.
Yeah, fuck it.
This is all getting cut out, by the way. There's no way this is getting left in. But was there gay shit happening in the army? This is what I want to know.
Yes.
Okay, let's get into that.
Yeah.
God, it must be great to be gay in the
army. There was one time I was in the block. We were drinking before going out.
Who's he?
Yeah, that's the exact same thing.
It's the nickname we had for a sergeant.
In the block.
But anyway, so one time you were in the block.
Yeah, I was with these two guys. We were drinking and that. And then I didn't really know these guys very well. Yeah. But they started arguing. They started throwing shit at each other. Then they started spitting on each other.
Okay.
Oh. And I was like, this is kind of weird.
And was the argument, like, angry argument? Was
they
argument?
Were both just really drunk. They were like, oh, you can't even prick. So like throwing shit. Then they started spitting on each other. Then they started necking on my tongue.
That's the logical next step.
Wow. Eyes closed, necking on my tongue. Like, it was passionate. Yeah. I was like, I need to leave. I can't be getting cuckolded in this fucking room right now.
And was you just the only other guy in the room?
I was the only other guy in the room.
Wow.
I was like, this is
that's
weird.
That's their
they were probably fighting over you.
Yeah.
They were probably like, you keep looking at him and all this.
They probably do that as like a routine when the young private comes in. They go, well, we do the whole thing where we start fighting and then we start making out and they get upset and they join in.
Yeah, that's true. They do a lot of gay stuff on initiation sometimes as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've seen some videos. There was a mortar platoon. You know what a mortar tube is?
No.
Is that what they call it these days?
Yeah. But anyway, you know, like you drop a mortar in it, it goes...
Yeah.
There was a video of this mortar platoon in like, I think they were like the RAF regiment or something. And they had a new bloke on the floor. He had his arsehole like flayed open.
Flayed?
And they put like a 40 mil mortar tube up his arse.
Oh, God.
and there was blokes like spitting in his ass and shit. It was fucking... And
wow,
his,
man.
To what end?
And his asshole was huge. Like, it, stuff had been up there before. You can tell. Yeah.
Like, obviously, that's not a first time.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if we can get something in John's asshole. Yeah, I don't know. What should we start with?
Yeah. Where did we go? You start a firework and build yourself up to a mortar, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. But
firework?
So
yeah, well, firework's only like...
Have you put a firework in your ass?
You could put a firework.
No, you could.
You could put
Jackass.
A firework.
They put the...
Yeah, because...
In Jackass,
oh,
they
yeah,
put
the little wooden bit.
The wooden bit.
The wooden bit would go in. You could get the wooden bit in my ass. Easy.
Alright, but the sorry, this guy had a guy bending over.
He's bent over.
And his cock hard.
He was holding his cheeks open. This guy.
So this guy was bent over.
Head was on the floor, holding his cheeks open.
Okay.
And there were two guys holding the mortar tube because they're heavy.
Yeah.
And they were like lowering it in.
Okay.
And it went like quite far.
How
up
thick
his
is
arse.
A mortar tube?
It's like that.
Oh my god.
It is thick.
Like three.
And it went into his asshole.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. And then they put a mortar in it.
No.
What's the point of sticking it in his arse then?
Yeah. What do you no mean?
And they're spitting in the tube so the spit goes into his asshole.
Yeah, it was. No, they were spitting it before. Like his asshole
was
open.
To lube him up.
Gaping.
Right.
He was gaping.
Oh my god.
And he was a new soldier.
I don't even know if he was a new goat, but he definitely wanted to do it. Like it was definitely consensual.
Right.
Right.
Because he was holding his cheeks open.
Yeah, but there could have been a guy with a gun just off camera. Yeah, you never know. But yeah, I mean,
there's definitely a guy with a gun off camera. It's the army.
But,
the implication is heavy there.
Yeah.
But I thought now they're going to shoot the... And is it the kind of things now that you train the Ukrainians in?
What, getting water tubes up their asses? No, but like, guys, this may have to happen to you at one point.
If you're in a pinch, if you run out of mortar, whatever.
If the enemy outflanks you,
you need a bit of morale in the trenches.
Yeah.
Sit on it.
But so then you, so yeah, because when people join the military, I always presume, because I know, like, it's understandable, I think, around 9/11, where a lot of American lads were like,
a lot of patriots.
Well, I want to fuck
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Did you go?
We had 7/7. Did you get inspired by 7/7?
That was what, 2006?
Yeah.
2007 or something?
You wasn't even born. Oh,
yeah,
you were.
2007,
I don't remember it like when I was alive, but I didn't join for any like patriotic reason.
Yeah.
Like I just joined because I was like, it looks kind of fun.
It does look fun.
It does. It is fun. And it was fun, 100%.
I wouldn't mind doing it now. Not after all the gay
shit.
Yeah.
But,
not after the gay shit?
Well, no, I mean, I like the idea of going over and shooting people that don't look like me, you know.
And what, the gay stuff isn't a bonus for you?
Oh, it's a bonus.
You just have to pretend to be straight and more gay stuff would happen to
right,
you.
Right, yeah.
If you're actually gay, they'd be like, I don't know. But if you're like, no, please.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. That's what
they'd
it's like.
Let's get him.
I think that's what it's like in college and the rugby stuff. If you're too, you know what I mean? You have to be very straight about it. No, I don't want your cock in my mouth or whatever. you know what I mean?
But, well, do it as a dare, I guess.
You know, but with the army thing is that there's a lot of there's this movie Boots that came out.
Never seen
it. It was like cancelled after one season, but it was like a bit of gay romance in the army. But they should put the gay stuff in. You know those the military ads where it's like if you can fix a bike, you can.
So like they're doing like the
if you can jerk yourself off, you can jerk off.
You did man.
Another man.
You can jerk off your friend.
You can jerk off your friend. Yeah. But did a part of you want to see action like?
What, fighting?
Didn't see any?
No, I didn't. I didn't see any.
Yeah.
When I was like first 18 to like 22, I was like, yeah.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
Near the end, I was like, oh, I can't really be asked for that.
Right, yeah, so yeah.
My life's getting kind of good now.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Anymore. Yeah, because your life... yeah, when you're younger, you're like, I don't really have anything to live for, you know what I mean? And then I think if something really bad happened with stand-up and I couldn't do it anymore, if I got...
You think
what would happen that you couldn't do stand-up anymore?
I don't know.
you mean you got
the unbleeped version of that sketch we did last week comes out.
Yeah, I do have...
You always have that.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that sketch.
I mean, we all have... There's hours of... It's like the Epstein files. We all have hours of footage of each other saying... When we didn't think the cameras were rolling.
Yeah.
So it's all unredacted. Yeah. So if that ever happened and I didn't... I guess, like if you're suicidal and stuff, you don't really value your own life.
But you're joining the Irish army.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
The
Irish army. But, no, the Irish army now, we just like, we put out sandbags when it rains a bit. Do you know what I mean?
So does the British army.
Yeah, that's just what we do. We're in Lebanon at the moment.
Really?
Yeah,
we do peacekeeping I mean, like
training and stuff as well.
We do a bit of training and stuff as well. Yeah, yeah. But I don't think we're sticking like mortars up each other's arses. But
They're all fucking doing it.
Yeah, probably. We're on the border.
In the 1920s, during the revolution, you guys were all fucking each other.
Well, didn't you tell us a story about there was like a bombing shed or something in the IRA?
Yeah. There was a bombing shed. Did I tell you the story? Was there a bombing shed? Of course there was a bombing shed.
Was that someone else? Was that...
No, I think you were telling us about a bombing shed where the soldiers would go to...
No, I think it was Mark O'Keefe, wasn't it?
What? I can't remember. It sounds like something I would say, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, but of course there's bombing sheds. If you're fighting a war, you're going to fuck your buddy.
Like, I thought this was the bombing shed.
Exactly.
So they call my arsehole. But, I think Israel killed one of our fellas.
Really?
An Irish fella, yeah. I forget his name.
Just one?
What? Just one guy recently. Yeah. They fucking... I don't know, was it like an IED or something, but he got killed and Ireland's like, fucking... It's probably
Lebanon.
In Lebanon, yeah, but I think Israel fucking went, you little fucking mick, and they shot him with a fucking missile or something.
They're doing anything, them guys.
Oh, it's mad. It's mental, man. Like, but we're in Lebanon and I think, I remember my dad's friend he was like a war crimes investigator. And I was like, that sounds awesome. My dad was like, no, it ruined his life and he can't sleep. And I was like, yeah, okay, that sounds about right, yeah. But like, he went over to, where are all those war crimes? Was it Serbia?
Yugoslavia.
Kosovo.
And all these places. And he went over to like, he's a war crimes investigator. And he went over and was just basically like,
so like the idea of him with just like a notebook, like a noir film, him like a trench coat. Yeah. I was like, what do we got over here?
I thought he had like one of those, you know, clickers.
Dead child.
Yeah.
But you know the clickers they have letting people into nightclubs?
Just knocking over.
I think he was just going around one of them counting the bodies.
Knocking on neighbors' doors. You see anything suspicious around here?
Yeah. It's like Sherlock Holmes, except he's investigating.
Yeah, people getting crucified out there and shit.
Really?
Yeah. There was my mate's dad was in Bosnia and he said he saw like, there was like a family crucifying this kid.
Holy shit.
Pinned to a cross and shit.
Wow, Jesus, what a fun Christ. Summer.
They weren't allowed to stop it. Like, because the British soldiers weren't allowed to stop it. They just had to be like, guys, come on.
Stop it.
Hey.
Yeah. That's not nice.
You have to wonder what the kid did.
Yeah.
He could have been a little brute.
He could have been trying to, you know, be a prophet.
Could have said
he was Jesus.
Yeah, he could have. But I remember there was like a, I think this is true. There was like a, near my house, there's a place called the Rose Garden. It was like a, whatever, just like a fucking park or whatever. And some woman got like impaled to a tree or something.
Oh, what, Jesus. By a person?
By a person, yeah.
Impaled?
No, by an
what?
Antelope. Huh?
Well, stabbed into a tree.
Yeah, like she got like, nah, and she was like pinned into a tree. Oh. If I'm remembering that correct, I don't know if that's just a...
That's a fantasy.
That I had once. But Jesus. But yeah, the war crimes investigator guy, just skim over that horrible story that I may or may not have made up. But but then he came back to Ireland then after being a war crimes investigator. And then now his job was then to like, when someone came into the country that they thought might be like a terrorist or whatever.
Yeah.
He just like follow them around basically. Like,
that's a fun job.
It's a fun job, yeah. But he just like, they always ended up in the pub. Somehow, you know,
just
what I mean?
Together. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
We're together just chatting.
No, like my dad would tell me that he'd just go to the pub.
Yeah,
like, yeah, he's in the pub now.
He's in the pub and he'd just drink.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Nice.
Like,
nice.
Yeah, I've got to blend in, so I've got to get 8 points.
Ahmed's in the pub, yeah.
Yeah. He's having a pint, I'm going to have one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to the whorehouse now. Yeah. He's putting some money on the horses.
He's outside my ex-wife's house. he's throwing a bomb! He's throwing a bomb through the window!
He's in a brothel.
Let me check.
But what was I going to say? Yeah, there's another one of my dad's friends right now. The memory I had of him was we were outside. We used to go to the Gaelic football, like the Irish football.
Oh, yeah.
And he had these glasses.
You like Gaelic?
Oh, absolutely.
You had me at gay.
Yeah. And you really had me at lick. But he had the glasses with the eyes that, like, spring out.
That's fine.
You know what I mean? And he was like, hey, kids. Hey.
Yeah. He probably see all that when he was doing the war crimes, people's eyes come out.
And I can't believe this.
He's actually having a PTSD flashback. He's like,
oh, this is a different guy.
Oh,
it's a different friend of my dad's.
Oh.
And he'd have the springy eye thing and be like, whoa, kids. And then me and my brothers recently were like,
whoa. He's like, whoa, look at those tits.
He had those glasses thing. And me and my brother recently were like, oh, whatever happened to him? And my dad was like, oh, yeah, he's in prison.
Yep.
And we were like, for what? And he was he drove around, he like pulled a kid into his car. And
yep.
And then fucked him and then...
No.
Yeah. And then threw him out.
You really buried the lead there. He pulled the kid into his car. And then he fucked him.
I mean, it was probably... He didn't pull him into his car to... Look at these glasses.
Right. Now I'm going to fuck you.
On your way now. Next kid.
But yeah, we were like, that's where he was. He was in... Yeah.
They walk amongst... I think about this all the time. How many paedophiles, how many child molesters do I know? There must be one... They must be a paedophile within the... Like, they must be at least...
Within this room.
Within this room.
Oh, absolutely.
100%. It's 1 in 4, right?
Yeah.
It's like the Spider-Man meme.
It's not me. I know it's not me. It's only you three. Yeah.
But, do you know anyone who's been to prison? I think we already asked.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Do you know a guy who's in the prison?
I know a few guys have been to prison.
Oh, okay. All right.
Military prison.
There was actually a guy in the army that got sent to a normal prison.
Okay.
He was based in Northern Ireland and he got sent to our unit. And I became friends with him and I was like, why? He was getting trialed and he was going to go to prison. So I was like, why are you getting sent to prison? He was like, oh, basically, like, I was fucking around with the samurai sword.
Yeah.
And this guy tried to grab it and I pulled it off and then his finger came off.
Yeah. And I was like, then I fucked him.
Yeah. And I fucked his kid. And it was crazy.
I pulled his kid and I fucked him.
But then I was like, oh, that's fucked up. And he was like, yeah, man, it was just an accident. And then I went over to his unit and I was like, oh, do you know this guy?
Yeah.
And they were like, the butcher. I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, he chased him through the block with the samurai sword, pinned him down and cut his finger off. I was like, oh, I had a completely different story.
Yeah. He was trying to really minimize.
Yeah.
They call me the butcher, but I really...
Yeah.
It was just a bit of a fucking...
He probably convinced himself that is what happened.
Yeah.
I was
just trying to have fun.
Yeah. Was there any like private... Who's the guy in Full Metal Jacket who shoots himself?
Oh, Private Pyle.
Private Pyle. Mm. Was there anyone ever...
I am in a world of shit.
Yeah.
You look like Private Pyle right now, actually.
Do I?
If you were fat, you would.
Yeah, I'm Skinny Piles.
Yeah. Skinny Piles. Piles.
He's not actually that fat in the film.
Yeah.
He's just fat for that time.
He's got a big head.
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
Sorry. I'll bleep that. Thought I'd end up on his bad side.
Yeah.
Every side.
What? Every side is his bad side. Yeah, I mean, we're bleeping his name. I can just say whatever. But so no one ever turned their own weapon on themselves.
Not weapons, but there's a suicide rate in the army. It's quite bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that
when
they're in the army or they get out?
It's friendly fire.
It's usually from like the ex-Afghan vets, but it still happens with like peacetime soldiers.
Really? Because they just have access to weapons? Or
no, they don't shoot themselves. It's usually just suicides by other means.
Wow. Because out of boredom, because they're like, I want to be in Afghanistan.
I've got to kill something.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people join the army from like bad backgrounds anyway, so they've got a lot of shit
going on.
I mean, that's why so many war crimes happen, because I think so many psychos want to join the army.
Well, yeah, if you have a...
And then they're out there, and if you're actually in a war and you're a psycho, you're like, this is heaven.
I read a book called something.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. And it was about how they, like the best example is like with the Nazis or whatever, and how they made the Nazis so comfortable with killing Jews. First of all, a lot of some of the Nazis
really
were like,
comfortable socks.
What?
Great socks.
Really comfortable socks.
Yeah.
And really
great
good
foot support.
Propaganda.
Yeah, like march for hours.
But I think a lot of the Nazis were like not crazy about the idea of slaughtering Jews.
I think they were
kind of like, oh, but we're in the whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But it was probably like exhausting.
Oh yeah,
they're probably like they have to get up early.
Yeah.
You gotta get a bunch of Jews into a shower. Yeah.
You gotta get up before the Jews. You
know, like where are they hiding?
Yeah. But then it was more about like convincing them that Jews weren't human.
Yeah.
So then when they killed them, they were like, "We're not killing humans. We're killing
what does that
Jews." Huh?
What does that remind you of?
What?
Gaza.
Well, that is just what I've heard.
They don't treat them. Yeah, they literally say they're not human.
Yeah, they do. They do.
But then that's what the Palestinians also say about the Jews, I think.
But they're not killing. They're not genociding them.
Yeah. No.
So, until they start genociding them, they're the good guys.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's just how it is.
They're the Star Wars.
But give them the chance. Give them the fucking chance. They will genocide Israel for sure.
Oh, Hamas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What were you about to say? Star Wars.
Well, they're like Hamas are like the good guys in Star Wars.
Yeah, the rebellion.
They're the rebellion.
Han Solo and shit.
Yeah, Han Solo.
Yeah, and then Habibi Solo.
Habibi Solo. Exactly.
But in Dune as well, they have the sand people who are all.
They are literally based off Al Qaeda and the Mujahideen or whatever they're
called. Yeah, they are.
They're literally based on them.
The author of Dune was obsessed with that. Yeah. The conflicts in the Middle East and stuff.
Wrote that. Those giant worms, they're not real, are they?
No. But they're based off.
They have them?
Worms. Yeah, yeah. Huh? They're based off what?
Worms.
Yeah. They just drew them big.
They just sit on small worms. They're like, they get you.
Fuck, man. But, I mean, like, on paper, there's a guy I grew up with, and he was just a scumbag fucking drug dealer or whatever. Mm. He's born and out, like, he's Irish through and through, but he joined the British, I don't know how but he joined the British Army because his whole thing was like, I want to shoot people.
Yeah, a lot of random people do that.
Yeah.
I was in training with a guy from the Republic of Ireland.
Right.
And he was just like, I just want to fucking join the army, mate. And I was like,
yeah. But, cool. Like, the idea of, like, I mean, I don't really have strong opinions about fucking, like, the Irish, English, fucking whatever.
My great granddad was in the IRA, so I'm pretty. I'm pretty torn on the whole subject.
Wow, he's up in heaven, fucking spitting on you right now. He hates you.
No, he's pissed.
Yeah,
that's why it's been raining so much.
Yeah.
But he actually won. Like, he was part of the 1916 uprising in like the Republic.
Yeah,
so, like, they got what they wanted, really.
Yeah,
except for the North. But
Who
cares about those guys?
Yeah, bunch of wasters. But my great grandfather was in the RA as well, but. I thought he was going to, like, he probably wasn't pleased with me the other night because I was on stage and then I said I was from Ireland and all these drunk Irish people were like, oh, up the RA, Chucky Air Law or whatever. And just trying to be funny, I was like, oh, yeah, does anyone else want to shout out, like, slogans from terrorist organizations or whatever? And they got pissed and they were like, it's not a terrorist organization. And I was like, a little bit. We did some terroristy shit.
But that's
and there were a lot of bombing.
But you can categorize any like rebellion as a terrorist organization.
The RA, like, they used to strap bombs to people and send them into the city center.
You got to do something.
Well, but that's
something.
Fucking terrorism.
Where they learn that from?
Yeah, but what else? If you don't have any other choice, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're back into a corner. Fucking,
oh, we're not getting this again.
Yeah, my brother's gonna get angry.
See, your brother's wrong.
Yeah. What are you gonna say?
Oh, I'm just taking
instigating.
The
opposite. Yeah. No, but like, I think my mom was like a block away from when the, I don't know, it was the RA. But the RA have been setting off bombs in Dublin. I'm so retarded when it comes to history.
No, because Dublin was independent.
Someone set a bomb
off. They might have bombed
fucking
some places like the.
No, there was a paramilitary for the Protestants, like the Protestant Northern Irish, and they were probably blowing up.
The UDA.
The UDA.
That's what it is. Yeah. There was a car bomb somewhere in Dublin city centre. My mom was like, two blocks away and she was like 15 or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I like blew fucking whatever. Yeah. But there was also a thing called the Stardust Disaster. Have I told you about this?
No.
I think called the Stardust Disaster. It was like,
yeah? David Bowie was up there.
A lot of people don't know this. David Bowie was a paramilitary. But there was a thing called the Stardust where it was like a teenage disco type thing.
Yeah.
And a fire broke
slowly.
Out. Slowly. A fire broke out in the place, and the guy who owned the his name was something Butterly, which is a funny name. Yeah.
Butterly.
Yeah, Butterly. Yeah,
can't believe
it's
not Butterly.
And to stop people would sneak into the club, so he chained the fire exits closed.
Oh my god.
So people, people couldn't sneak in. Oh, then there was a fire.
Oh fuck.
And they all tried to get out. They're like, ah! And then the place just went up in flames. And there was one exit and everyone was trying to get out this one, and it was the 70s or whatever, so they all had long hair. So obviously that was fucking
tangled.
Yeah, go ahead.
It was like they were kindling.
They were tripping over each other's hair, you know. And they all trying to get out one. It's kind of like the fire that happened in where was it recently? In Switzerland.
Where the roof was just made out of flammable.
It was made out of petrol or something. Yeah, apparently, I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
Barrels of petrol on the ceiling. That was bad. But yeah, the Stardust thing.
There was a fire. They had a memorial service for the fire then.
Yeah.
And at the memorial service, there was a fire.
Oh, no.
Swear to God. There was a second fire.
All right, we're going to have a second memorial. No candles.
Who brought a cake to the memorial?
Yeah.
We're having it underwater.
Yeah, we're having it underwater.
Yeah.
We're having it outside a fire station, all right?
Yeah.
But Imagine the house car fire. That was the fire alarm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like the fire alarm would work in this house.
That's what I'm always worried about, man. It's like CO2.
I mean,
fuck.
Yeah, but you get, I mean, old mate.
After Hamish takes a shit.
Yeah. Then you get to die in your sleep.
It's the best way to go.
Like carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah, that's the best way to go.
Whoever finds my body.
Gets to fuck it.
Takes advantage of it while I'm still warm.
Yeah. I'll bring you back to life.
Well, if it's a fire, it'll stay warm for quite a while. If there's a fire, it'll stay warm for quite a while.
True, true. That's true.
I gotta wait for it to cool down.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Hamish? I'm waiting for it to cool down.
About my dick.
Yeah. Just blowing on his balls.
Yeah. But anyway, all the people try to get out one fire exit, but then they all fucking died, obviously. But they only
soppy paddy cunts.
But it was only fucking. Like 2 years ago that they actually got justice, because it took literally about 50 years to prosecute the fucking guy, the Butterley cunt.
Was this in Ireland?
This was in Ireland.
Was he an old man now?
He's an old man.
So he's still alive?
Huh?
He's still alive.
And what, he just got
put in prison?
I don't know if he got put in prison, but it was
like, we know you did it now.
It was a very lesser charge of, I don't know, whatever.
Negligence or some public nastiness.
The same thing happened in London. The guy, he's the biggest mass killer who's not a serial killer. Well, he's the biggest mass killer in England. He did the same thing. He set fire to a pub because he wanted to witness. He wanted to witness the building burning down and be part of it. So he set fire to it, left it, and just watched it with the crowd. Yeah. And there's people inside burning. I'm like, 25 people died.
Did he know people inside?
I think, yeah, he knew all the people, because it was fucking 9 o'clock on a fucking Wednesday.
Fuck. But
Jesus,
it is weird that, like, I was around. Where's the place that Jack the Ripper used to fucking hang around?
Whitechapel.
Whitechapel, yeah?
Yeah.
God, he wouldn't like the state of things now, I don't think.
No, he wouldn't, no.
Yeah, it's a good thing he isn't alive to see that.
Yeah.
But,
where was all the white chaps?
Yeah. Yeah. But he,
Is it Brown Chapel now? What the hell?
But he, there's like a tour you can do.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you're like, so this is where he killed
this.
I always get them conflated. There's Jack the Ripper and then there's the Yorkshire Ripper.
Yeah,
Peter, Ripper was like Sutcliffe.
The Yorkshire Ripper's in Yorkshire.
Yeah.
Sorry. What was his name? Peter Sutcliffe.
Yeah, Peter Sutcliffe.
Yeah. What's that Frankie Boyle joke? Was like, say what you want about the Yorkshire Ripper, but you must have one hell of a wank bank.
Yeah.
That's what you don't think about these guys. Yeah. They're in prison for a long time and they're, you know, away from women.
Yeah, like, he had another one where it's like, I love watching X Factor when they have crazy people on the X Factor. Mm. I want them as crazy as possible. I want to see Peter Klutz, Sutcliffe singing "If I Had a Hammer." That's great.
There's some documentary or something about how, like, American Idol, X Factor, all these sort of shows, they had no aftercare for the people that, like.
Oh yeah, dude.
When you watch it now, because, like, when I was growing up, X Factor and everything was
so brutal. They'd be like, you're getting fat.
Yeah, they would literally, like, Louis Walsh was one of the biggest cunts for it.
Yeah.
He'd literally be like, yeah, you're too ugly or whatever.
Yeah, so they get flamed.
Meanwhile, you look like, Louis Walsh, you look like a granny. Like,
yeah, he looks like he looks like candle wax on someone's nuts.
He does, yeah.
But they would get, like, the retarded guy who's going to rap.
Yeah.
And it's like, they have no backing track.
Yeah.
And then they go to the guy like, you're next, you're going to be great.
Yeah.
This is your moment. And he's like a guy who's got an IQ of 58.
Yeah. And he's probably doing comedy now.
But I mean,
shit was the best. That was the best. Like, that's when reality TV was actually good.
But then they'd go out, they're all excited, and then there's four millionaires, and they'll start doing their thing, and they're like, it's a baby.
And then they're pissing themselves.
And they just go, ha!
But to be fair, that's when, I mean, we all love Opie and Anthony, and that's what they were doing. Like, that's. They were taking it to the next level.
Opie and Anthony are nicer to the special needs people.
They actually gave them money.
They gave them money. Yeah, yeah. They gave them a purpose to live.
Yeah.
Howard Stern was always nice to his tards.
Right,
he always treated him well.
Yeah, but the shit they did to Beetlejuice and stuff was like,
what did Beetlejuice was a king.
Yeah,
spell red.
Yeah. Is he dead, Beetlejuice?
Nah, he's still alive. He's got an Instagram account.
Yeah,
he's
still posting.
He's hanging around.
They should show a video of him in a car, just looking confused.
Yeah. I just love how obstinate he is. Like, he would just. Like, when they ask him, they'll be like, what's 36 minus 8? He's like, 42.
He's
so confident. He's like, 48.
Yeah. Like, spell red. He's like, L-S-T-E-R.
Yeah.
Straight off the dome of that.
Yeah.
But, like, But I tried to rewatch that recently with, like, X Factor or whatever, with, like, those bad auditions. And I actually can't. It's, like, too.
It's not as fun. It's, like.
It's too cruel.
Yeah. It's cringe. It's upsetting.
It's like King Gong times fucking.
I like that one when they sing Mysterious Girl.
We need to watch King Gong.
Yeah. Mysterious Girl. Mysterious
Girl. Move your body.
Yeah.
Come on, come on. There's an Australian guy. Because sometimes they would be so bad that they would get their own little mini career.
Yeah.
There was a guy, Will Hung, in Australia, who was, like, this. Will Hung. Yeah, that was the joke.
Yeah.
I don't know if he realized. or whether people like played on that afterwards, but like, yeah, he had an album come out of just him just doing covers really badly.
Really bad, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so great. Funny. I'd pay for that.
Yeah.
He's making millions of it because everyone's like...
He probably made a few hundred grand.
No, yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
I follow some really bad... I probably sent you this guy, Merrick Henry. Mm-hmm. You ever seen this guy? He looks like an absolute pedophile, but he thinks he's like the second coming of Michael Jackson. And he's fucking brutal.
Mm.
Like, all the comments are just like...
See,
oh,
when,
yeah.
when they're so unaware that they still think they're great, that's when it's still funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He still thinks he's like... Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, all of his performances are in like car parks to like families tailgating or whatever.
Nice.
And the camera pans around. But he's doing this like big fucking dance or whatever. And he dresses like fucking like Eddie Murphy in Raw or whatever.
Mm.
And like all the comments are just like, yeah, I love a melody that just goes nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, the song... There's no melody, huh?
They're just original songs?
Original songs, yeah. Mm. It's fucking...
Hats off at least, original songs.
Yeah, he's just writing his own shit. Like, but have you done King Gong yet, no?
I did King Gong.
Oh,
did
yeah? Let it go.
I did. We've got the clip, let's pull it up.
Yeah,
I did the December 28th one this year.
Okay.
Dua Lipa was there, first of all. In the
okay, yeah, let's talk about that, yeah. George just came.
Two people got through.
I didn't even know what Dua Lipa
was. I didn't get through.
Okay.
It was so rough. I was at the end of the first section.
Yeah.
I went up, went to my first joke. As I'm getting to the punchline, some bloke
shouts.
Dua
Lipa squirted on the stage. Yeah, yeah.
She's like, Dua Lipa. Like,
it was a rape joke about Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
I love that. Was like, Dua Lipa's in the crowd and you're like, my opening joke is a Dua Lipa getting raped joke.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I seen her at the bar before, though.
That
I
probably
seen her at the bar.
Killed.
I was like,
really?
Oh, I was like, this is my time. This is my moment.
Yeah. Was she with her husband?
She was with that man.
Or fiance.
He's
going to
play James Bond, apparently.
Oh, man.
Who's her husband?
Yeah, he's good looking. He's fucking good looking.
Yeah, he's a fucking
She's
beast,
Lang as well. She's just as good looking as she is on like TV.
Really?
Yeah, nice. I seen her in person. I was like, fuck.
Were people like,
she smells amazing.
No, people were like acting pretty cool about it. I think I noticed her first because I went up to Nikki G. Was like, Dua Lipa's over there. He's like, no way.
Yeah,
because people are acting pretty normal.
Yeah, people do because they want to be able to look at her for as much time as possible without getting close.
Because she'd just leave probably if people were like, oh my god, Dua Lipa.
Oh, dude.
But did anyone address it when they were on stage?
Not in the first.
The MC didn't?
Maybe in the second section, but I left off.
See, I thought someone pointed it out.
She was, I don't know where she was sitting, but I seen her at the bar before.
She probably wouldn't have been at the front. She probably would
have.
Apparently the person who won it, I don't know who it was, but they got a photo with
Vion.
Vion, right? He got a photo. He or she, Vion?
He.
All right, he got a photo with Dua Lipa.
I didn't see the photo, but he
was. Dude, if I had that photo, I would be masturbating so much. Me and Dua Lipa, like,
she'd be sniffing her and everything.
I would sniff. Yeah,
I love if she writes an album about King Gong.
She
writes a song about that evening. But what did the guy shout out when you were about to?
Oh, so as I was getting to the first punch, it was like 8 seconds in. Some bloke shouts, tell us a joke, mate.
Oh,
as I'm saying the punchline, like 8 seconds in, I say it. Five people at the front are like, because they heard it. No one else. And then I just start crashing out. I was like, I'm fucking dead. And then they're like,
I'm in the fucking army.
Yeah.
Thank me.
No, and then, and then they just let, and then he's gong me off. I was like,
what was the joke?
It was my ex-girlfriend joke. Like, oh, I found out my ex-girlfriend, the man she now, he cheated on her.
Yeah.
Like, it's horrible to know that, like, the girl you once loved is going through something like that again.
Right. Yeah.
But
yeah.
As I said, again, the guy's like, tell us a joke. And everyone's like, and I was like.
Finn Feeney, everybody. Go follow him on Instagram. Also subscribe to the Patreon for €2.50 a month. There's the second half of each episode on there every week, and also some other bits. There's 152 episodes on there now, so you're spoiled for choice. Also, subscribe to the YouTube, like and comment on the YouTube, rate the podcast on whatever audio platform you're listening to it on. And spread the word about the pod, tell people, and keep on listening. All right. Thanks, folks. It took me 11 tries to record this outro, so I hope this is good. All right, bye-bye.